Earthquakes.
Pressure builds up under the Earth's crust. This can cause pieces of the Earth's crust to move. When this happens, the ground shakes. This is an earthquake. Rocks can break and move during an earthquake. The Earth's crust has large faults or cracks in it. Earthquakes often happen along these faults. Most earthquakes don't last long, but some earthquakes are very strong. They can cause great damage. Very strong earthquakes under the ocean can cause big waves to form. These waves are called tsunami. If a tsunami reaches land, it can be very dangerous. It can cover everything in water and cause a lot of damage. A tsunami can kill people, animals, and plants.
Page 120. Volcanoes.
A volcano is a deep hole in the surface of the Earth. Pressure builds up inside the volcano. This pressure causes liquid rock from inside the Earth to burst out. A volcano can erupt violently. Sometimes the rock from its mountain explodes. As a result, liquid rock, ash, and hard rock cover the land around the volcano. The liquid rock cools and hardens into new igneous rock. This is why most volcanoes have a mountain of hardened rock and ash around them. Some volcanoes are active. This means that they can erupt at any time. It is not safe to live close to an active volcano. It is hard to know exactly when the volcano will erupt. There are a number of active volcanoes in the United States. One of these is Mount St. Helens in the state of Washington.
Page 120. Leaders in Science. Sir Charles Lyell, 1797 to 1875.
Sir Charles Lyell was one of the first geologists to understand that rock and land usually change slowly over time. Before Lyell, people believed that land was shaped mostly by big events such as earthquakes and volcanoes. Lyell taught modern principles or concepts of geology. He helped people understand that rock changes gradually